Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, this is it. This is exciting. We're coming up to the end of the year. This is the fourth quarter. You know, for most businesses, we have 10 weeks of busy activity. We have to make sure that we have gotten our sales in, that we are our work is lined up for the month of December. Now, it's not that you can't do business during the holiday season, because I certainly have done it. I've had clients do it. It's important that you keep on going, that you don't stop. But at the same time, it does make it a little more difficult because people get in party mode. So we have now until the middle of November. Let's make it happen. It depends on you, your sales force, your attitude, and it's about what happens throughout the year. You've worked very hard to try to make a profit. It looks good, but we don't want to have ourselves in the last quarter of the year fall down and not be paying attention and find out we lost money this year. And speaking of money, you know, there are a lot of reasons why millionaires make money. Why do millionaires make more money than other entrepreneurs? Why is that possible? What is their thinking? There are so many reasons that we could spend days and weeks talking about it. We could talk about the psychology of it. We could talk about the actual person. We could talk about the will, drive, and determination. We could talk about the product they're in. We could talk about the economy. And I'm going to stop there because we go on and on and on. But let's cover one aspect, one reason why business people don't make more money. And that word is that they are absolutely and totally comfortable with what they're doing. They're content. They don't feel like they need more. They're really happy. You know, I'm making a living. I'm doing well. I don't want to do more. I don't want to have any stress in my life. And that's the difference between people who really, really, really do well. I mean, over 25 years, I've talked to thousands and thousands of companies. As you know, I've worked with countless hundreds of companies and had the pleasure of working with many multi-millionaires. And those people always say to me, Howard, tell me more. Howard, teach me more. Howard, this is what happened. How can we do better? How can I do better today? How can I improve my performance? How can I improve my presentation? How can I improve? They are never, ever happy. They want more. They're not content. It's not that they're not happy people, that they're not happy with sitting still. They have to make something happen. They have that energy where business people who are content sit back and say, I don't need to create more. I don't need to create that other division. I'll get to it someday. I'd like to make more money. I want to make more money. But they really don't focus on it. Where very successful people put themselves in a position where they say, how can I make it happen? You know, pick your choice. Buffett, Branson, Gates, Steve Jobs, whoever. It really doesn't matter. Think about what they've done. Think about how they're always looking for tomorrow. Think about how they're thinking about how to become more successful. Read about them. Understand who they are. Understand how they run their business. Understand what their needs are and understand what's inside of you. Now, there's nothing wrong with being happy with where you are. There's nothing wrong with being content if that's where you want to be. That's perfectly fine. Remember, it is your business, and because it is your business, you can do what you want to do. You can make it work the way you want to make it work. You can work as hard as you want. You can be as big as you want. You can be as small as you want. You can have the income that you want. But when you get to the end of your work life and you retire, don't look back and say, I should have. Make sure that you're evaluating your goals, what you want to do, how you want to do it, and you're just doing a little bit more. I want more, not for the sake of more, but for the sake of playing the game, for the sake of winning. You've got coming up to football season next week. The Steelers are opening up against the Patriots. I'll be watching. How about you? And no matter what team wins, and of course, I'm going to say the Steelers are going to win, even though the Patriots are a formidable team, being from Pittsburgh. But even if they're winning and they're getting into the fourth quarter and there's 2 minutes left and they're still going to try to score the touchdown, they're still going to try to score one more time. They're not going to say, you know, I'm just happy with this score. I just think I'll send the third team out. They're going to protect their lead. Consider doing the same thing in your business. This is Howard LeWinter. Let's make these 10 weeks really count. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.